Hi, I'm Arnie Duncan. I'm the nominee to become Secretary of Education, and I want to thank all of you for the extraordinary input and lots of great ideas that we've had a chance to look at, and I wanted to comment on a few of those. First, there's been a series of folks who are interested in looking at alternative routes into the teaching profession. That's something I'm actually a big fan of. Over the past 5 years, I think we brought 1,200 new teachers into the Chicago Public Schools through alternative certification routes. We think there's tremendous talent out there, particularly given the tough economy, who maybe didn't major in education as an undergrad in college, but folks who have a real heart and passion for children want to come teach. And so that's an area I'm very, very interested in looking to explore and expand. As you all know, education is a business where talent matters tremendously. There's nothing more important we can do than to get great talent into each and every one of our classrooms around the country. And I'm committed to doing whatever I can to help us improve there and to be innovative and challenge the status quo. Another area that's received lots of interest from the public is the area of better training in the trades, vocational education, the trades, whatever you might call it. And that's a subject that I have a huge amount of interest in. I think we've, as a country, have lost our way a little bit around that. I think we can do a dramatically better job over time of preparing students for real jobs, good-paying jobs, careers that are never going to go overseas that our students need to have access to. And whether it's the welders, whether it's the plumbers, whether it's areas like nursing, there's so many jobs here where businesses are actually desperately looking for people, where there's actually a shortage of workers who are competent to do this work. In a time when the economy is so tough and unemployment is high, to give our students the opportunity to gain real, meaningful, marketable skills and go out into the workforce and earn a good living, there's just a tremendous upside there. So we want to work with the business community. We want to work not just with our high schools, but with our community colleges and our universities as well, to really think through how we better train the workforce with 21st century skills that will enable them to get a good job, to be a productive member of society, to support their own family, and to enter into professions where there's a dramatic shortage of qualified workers today. There's a chance to be very creative and innovative in this area. There's also been lots of public interest around student loan forgiveness. And let me just take a minute around access to higher education generally. We know that we have to get many more of our students not just graduating from high school, but going on to college. We know there are tremendous barriers to that, and there are a number of things I want to try and do to give thousands and thousands of more students the opportunity to go on to college. First, we have to simplify the FAFSA form. The financial aid form itself, I think too often is quite frankly a barrier, an impediment to access college. And so we want to figure out how we can make that simpler and a less daunting task for families. Sometimes I think you need a PhD to fill that form out. And for so many of our families where the student might be first generation, graduate from high school, let alone thinking about college. We want to really make that barrier much simpler for folks to handle and navigate and move on. Then we have to think about loan forgiveness for folks that want to go into public service, that want to go into teaching. The more we can get great talent to think about teaching and not just pursue other careers because it's higher paying and folks are so burdened with debt coming out of college. I want to look very, very closely at ways to be creative there. As you know, the president-elect has been passionate about increasing the amount of money going into Pell Grants, as well as the American Opportunity Tax Credit to really reward and incent folks who want to do service. And I think that idea of mutual reciprocity and mutual responsibility is very, very important. We want to make college more accessible, more affordable, and ask students to give something back to the community at the same time. Finally, I'd just like to thank all of you for your thoughtfulness, for your great ideas, and for your input. There's just a tremendous amount of energy. I think working collectively together with the president-elect, we have a chance to do something extraordinary. I think we can dramatically improve the quality of education around the country. I look forward to learning from you, listening to you, and together doing something that will dramatically change the lives of our nation's children. Thank you so much.